Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. A better business starts with planning for profit. Download our free course, Profit for Small Firm Architects, at entrearchitect.com/free course. This is Entree Architect Podcast, episode 151. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. I have big news from our friends over at Charette Venture Group. This week at Entree Architect Podcast, how to grow your architecture firm with Todd Redding, president and CEO of Charette Venture Group, and Rena Klein, the founder of RM Klein Consulting. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is sponsored by TrueStyle, the leader in high-end architectural interior doors. Learn more at TrueStyle.com. And Tanglewood Conservatories, combining the romanticism of the 19th century glass architecture with state-of-the-art technology of today. Learn more at TanglewoodConservatories.com. And our friends at FreshBooks are back. The easiest way to send invoices, manage expenses, and track your time. Learn more at FreshBooks.com/architect. Rena Klein and Todd Redding, welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast.
It's great to be back, Mark.
Glad to be here too.
Todd is the president and CEO of Charette Venture Group, a longtime friend of Entree Architect, and a partner with Entree Architect. Rena Klein is the founder of RM Klein Consulting. Both of you are longtime friends, both with me. You know, we've been friends a long time, and friends of Entree Architect. You have also, Charette Venture Group, over a year ago, invested in Entree Architect, and has been a great partner in building the growth that you see with Entree Architect is actually certainly a direct result of the partnership that we have with Charette Venture Group. And Rena has been a consultant, not only for me and for our firm with Entree Architect, but also with many of the members of Entree Architect Academy. She's presented several times with Entree Architect Academy, our private membership group, and has advised many of our members. So both of you, big-time supporters of Entree Architect. I'm a big supporter of Charette. I invited you here today because there's some big news. So Todd, I'd like you to start because You've both been on the show. Rena's been on episode 12, long time ago. We're on episode 151. So Rena was episode 12. Todd was episode 103. Lots has happened since you've both been on the show. Let's start with Charette and sort of give us an update on Charette. First of all, there's probably people listening who don't know who Charette is and what you do. So let's start with that and then sort of talk about the progress that we've made.
Sure. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Mark. It is great to be back. It's great to follow your progress as well and see Entree Architect grow. So I know many of the listeners here have heard the story of Charette Venture Group before. If you'd like to know all about our background and our founder, just check out our website at charettevg.com, C-H-A-R-R-E-T-T-E, V as in Victor, G as in George. .com. So I won't bore you with all of that because, as I said, I know many of you know the story. But in essence, Charette Venture Group is a firm that that provides a holistic approach to building a business. And when I say holistic, I mean we provide services ranging from management, leadership, finance, marketing, business development, all of the categories of business. And we provide these services to small architecture firms that seek to grow and really build a good, strong business in the design space. So those services range from, you know, bookkeeping, rebranding, coaching on business development, leadership, recruiting new employees, all of the things that it takes to run a good business. We package all of those services together, partner with firms, and then help them grow over a period of time. That's really our mission.
Yeah, and you have a bunch of partners now, partner firms. The venture has been successful. You're obviously looking for more. You know, the idea is to help as many small firm architects grow, which is why, you know, Charette and Entree Architect are such great allies that we've sort of have the same mission. I've been a member on the jury of the business plan competition for the last 3 years. Rena has also been a jurist on the competition, and so we're looking to help the same people, and it's great to see the progress and the success that Charette has had, and watching these small firms blossom. It's really, really fun, and some of them are members. Actually, all of them are members of Entree Architect Academy. As part of our partnership, one of the things that member firms get is a membership in Entree Architect Academy. Some of them were members first and then became partners with Charette. So it's great to see these firms grow as they develop through your help with the consulting that Charette does.
Yeah, it's great to see the firms grow. It's great to see their businesses thrive, but it's also just great to see these people grow. I mean, people that we develop, you know, very close relationships. I consider them all friends as well as business partners. And, you know, we had one person tell us that having Charette Venture Group with her really gave her the confidence to build the business in a way that, you know, that she didn't feel prior. That's probably the most rewarding thing, is that we see these individuals really happy doing what they're doing and, you know, clearly struggling with all of the challenges of running a business, sometimes stress and sometimes they make mistakes and things, but overall they feel like they're really headed in the right direction. And when we first met them, many of them were stalled and didn't really know how they were going to continue. We had one firm in Los Angeles tell us last week, "I don't know what the model is, but this isn't it." We said, yeah, we hear that a lot. So it's really, really rewarding to see a lot of these firms emerge from that and begin to grow and begin to hire new talent and grow their business.
Yeah, and the things that Charette helps firms with are the things that we're all struggling to find answers for. You know, we're small firm architects. We're not trained as business people. We're busy being architects, busy designing buildings, busy keeping clients happy. So to put together financial systems, to put together management systems and operational systems, those are the things that you help them do. You bring in a full team. You have a full team now of consultants that help these firms put together those things show them the steps to do that, put together this, help them put the systems together for them. And that's what happens when you do that. It, you know, these firms start to grow. And Rena is one of those people, one of those longtime consultants that have been working with Charette for a long time. And so we asked Rena to come here today because there's an announcement. I have an exclusive here at Entree Architect Podcast. This is a first time announcement here. So why don't you talk about what's happened here between the two of you, and the benefits of that and why that happened.
Well, I'll let Rena explain the why and her side of the story, but we are thrilled to announce the merger of RM Klein Consulting with Charette Venture Group. And Rena, you want to tell them the story?
Yeah, it's big.
Sure. Well, I think, you know, just starting with the mission of RM Klein Consulting and its consistency with what both Charette Venture Group and Entrepreneur Architect have been doing for years. And, you know, it's not surprising that I'm number 12 podcast with Mark, because, you know, I have been pursuing the notion that I wanted to share what I learned through my own practice and through my education and management with my colleagues in small firm practice. And I've been doing that since around 1995. And slowly over time, I shifted my professional focus from my architecture practice to consulting and helping architecture firms succeed as much as I could. So, you know, I was delighted to meet Matt Ostenick and Todd Redding and be involved in the business plan competition and, you know, understand what I thought to be a very innovative approach to helping small firms succeed. Because, you know, one of the barriers, of course, is to succeed is having the money to invest and getting the help you need to be able to do your work as an architect and have some business professionals help you with the business aspects of your practice. So I just thought, you know, Charette Venture Group really hit on something that was really important for the marketplace, because, you know, by investing and giving almost a business incubator program or a team of consultants to help small architecture firms, that's usually all they need to take off and begin to grow. And as an individual consultant, I could help people do that as well. But I did at times feel restricted by not having a team of other kinds of experts to work with. My expertise and focus is operations and finance, not really a marketing and business development expert. You know, we have working knowledge maybe, but it's really been really wonderful as part of the Charette Venture Group to work with experts in marketing and business development and social media management and website design and messaging and understanding, you know, how that dovetails in a holistic way with operations, like your ability to actually deliver on these projects once you get them, and also finance, you know, being able to know whether you're actually being profitable and being able to look at your numbers in a way that gives you information about areas that you're succeeding and areas where maybe you could do better. So after working with CVG for this past year, closely with Todd and the other consultants, and with the firms, which was great to contemplate having a 5-year steady relationship with these firms and not kind of a one-off call me when you need me kind of relationship. It's really satisfying as a consultant to be involved that way. So it just began to make sense that with our shared mission and shared processes that we think about merging and being stronger as bringing my clients, which are generally a little bit larger than the CVG investment partners, already have had that growth spurt, but, and now I'm helping them get to the next level, so to speak, or accomplish their other kinds of goals besides growth, make their firm sustainable and more valuable, and sometimes work in ownership transition, bringing all of that into CVG and creating a sort of a consulting division. Schreck Venture Group already has products and services that they will offer to clients in a one-off way, people who aren't investment partners, but this will strengthen that whole aspect of the company and enable my clients to get the benefit of the other expert consultants at CVG. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting.
I also want to mention, I mean, Rena, over the last year, she has also helped us really shape what CVG has become, right? I mean, she certainly has been extremely valuable in working with our investment partners. But as you well know, Mark, you know, when I entered this space, I didn't know anything about architecture or the design space. And Rena has been one of those people who has mentored me and really helped me learn, you know, what it means to be an architect and what it means to run a successful firm. And in essence, has really helped us create the entire CVG model. So it's been a great relationship, and it just seemed the right time for both of us to come together, you know, under one entity and really work together to do it. And the other members of the CVG team are all just thrilled to hear this. So
can you talk a little bit about the team? So when a partner comes on through CVG, invests with CVG invests in a partner firm, what happens? What type of team is there, and what are sort of the basic steps that they go through once they do that? What do they get?
Well, it's different with every firm. It just kind of depends on where they are in their life cycle and what their needs are. But before we even begin, before we sign the deal, so to speak, we work to map out that 5-year plan. What kinds of services do they need? When will they need them? A few examples are, you know, we have a firm in Portland where the day-to-day bookkeeping was just one of their biggest headaches. They weren't paying a lot of attention to it. And when they did, it took them away from the things that they needed to do. So for the first year or two, we're doing all of their bookkeeping for them. You know, another firm wanted to rebrand. The name of the firm was a struggle, and they wanted to make the firm bigger than the individual. And so we worked with them. The first thing we did was work on rebranding, building a new website, all of that. So it's kind of different with each firm. It just depends on where they are and what their needs are. But those are the kinds of services we construct out over a 5-year term. And then, you know, we bring different members of the team in to accomplish different tasks, just depending upon what the plan is. And we also should mention with every firm, and this is Tarina's point about the long-term relationship, it's required of every firm that we do a biweekly assessment meeting every other week. We come together, and Rena and I do those jointly now. And so we meet with the firm owners and go through all of those categories. You know, how are we doing in business development? How are we doing in marketing, finance, and go through all of those categories. And that has become a really strong part of the relationship. I mean, you just know you're coming together at least twice a month to take a whole view of all of the work that's being done and, you know, just and check in and make sure it's working well. And I think that's been a valuable thing for the investment partners.
Yeah, we do a lot of just sort of problem solving, coaching, what's coming up this week that needs to be talked about. So I think it's really important for the firm owners to have that kind of relationship to encourage them to work in their business development to strengthen their strengths and their weaknesses alike. So it's good. And I just wanted to say that I think that one of the most exciting things about this merger is the ability of my to be able to be involved with Todd and others in the actual creation of CVG. It's a very creative process. And, you know, we're kind of a startup too. And the merger that we're doing is actually a model for other kinds of mergers or for some of the the kinds of opportunities or just business decisions that our investment partners and other architects are having to make these days. You know, does it make sense for you to merge with another firm or become an employee? Maybe you have a one person firm that you've done for a while, but you would like to be part of a bigger organization. Does it make sense for you to bring your firm into this other organization, and how do you do that? And we've learned a lot about that through this process. It's been very interesting.
Yeah, we have. You know, we were talking with so many individual architects. Every week we talk with them about their lives and their businesses. And a lot of those conversations are very similar to the conversations that Rena and I have had over the last several months as we've contemplated this merger. You know, they're at a fork in the road. They're trying to decide whether they want to stay out on their own and grow a business. And they're realizing how difficult that is. Or do they want to, you know, find a firm that they can just really focus on design and just be a part of?
Let's take a quick break here to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entree Architect, True Style Doors, Tanglewood Conservatories, and FreshBooks, cloud-based accounting software. As platform sponsors, these companies have provided funding and support for our overall mission to become an influential force in this profession of architecture. They recognize the need for small firms like you and me to build better businesses in order to become better architects. And these companies, they're run by great people. I've met them all. They're such great people. So listen up and connect with them. Say thanks for sponsoring Entree Architect. And then specify their products, go check out their services, see what they have to offer. True Style is passionate about providing us small firm architects with the inspiration and tools to transform our designs with the most distinctive, authentic, the most special doors available. With more than 400 made-to-order styles, True Style offers premium MDF doors for painted applications and 20 standard species of wood across all architectural categories, from traditional to contemporary and everything in between. Every True Style door is made to order. True Style, driven by design. Visit TrueStyle.com, that's TrueStyle.com, and start designing your doors today. Tanglewood Conservatories custom designs and builds authentic residential and commercial conservatories, combining the romanticism of 19th century glass architecture with state-of-the-art technology and master craftsmanship. These things are beautiful. Whether your designs call for a pool enclosure, a gazebo, a greenhouse, or a unique light-filled living space, Tanglewood Conservatories will help you create a custom masterpiece for your clients. Tanglewood Conservatories, anything else is just another room. For more information, visit tanglewoodconservatories.com. And our friends are at FreshBooks. They're back. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use accounting software designed to help us small firm architects get organized, save time, and get paid faster. Oh, I love getting paid faster. It takes care of all of my invoicing, expense tracking, estimating, reporting, and it all happens out right out there in the cloud. So if you have access to your internet connection, you have access to your information. So when you're ready to give FreshBooks a try, go over to freshbooks.com/architect and check it out. They have a free 30-day trial, 30 days free, no obligation, no credit card needed. And just be sure to enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section so they know that you came from us. FreshBooks.com/architect. Can you talk about the typical partner? You know, if there's somebody out there listening and, you know, they think that this might be a good opportunity for them, but they're not sure if they're the right type of firm for you. Can you talk about what type of firms typically become partners with CVG?
Yeah, sure. We're getting better at answering that question. I think, you know, 2 years ago when you and I first started talking about this, Mark, you know, it was, we were just getting started. We really didn't have an answer to that question. I would say today, Rena, would you agree, we're better. We're not perfect at answering that question. We have a lot of conversations with a lot of potential firms, but they really do need to be a good fit. So, you know, typically it's a firm that's, you know, somewhere certainly under 10 employees is where we've been focusing our efforts. Typically, $500,000 in annual revenue or less is a good starting point. We certainly would be interested in talking to firms larger than that. That's where our focus has been up to this point. We have a pretty extensive assessment process they go through. Rena leads our investment committee that reviews all potential investments. And, we go through this whole assessment process. But for me, it comes down to a question that I always ask, which is, what do you want out of this business for you? And if the answer to that question is, I just really want to design beautiful things, then it may not be a good fit. What I really want to hear is that I want to build a sustainable business that will provide for me and my family, allow me to do design work that I enjoy, but it's something that will, allow me to retire someday and will provide for me and other employees. I guess the essence of the answer is that they want to build a good, strong business that will allow them to do the things that they love, and they understand the challenges that go along with that.
Yeah, I would just add on to that we are looking for firm leaders who have aspirations for growth. There's nothing wrong with having a two-person firm or a four- or five-person firm and wanting it to be that way and creating a good firm on that basis, and lots of people do. But if you're there and you have an aspiration to be 15 or 20, which is actually a really nice sweet spot for small firms, it's a size that enables you to do significant projects, but it's small enough that it still can be family-like and you, the principals can know what's going on. Principals have to understand, have to have self-knowledge about this, that they actually want to grow their firm, because it does mean thinking about it more as a business. I think when you're maybe under four or five, you can kind of get away with a lot of homespun ways of doing things. But when you get a little bit bigger, especially when you pass 10, you've got to begin to, or have aspirations to pass 10, which is why you want to put these systems in place, when you're small and make them scalable as you grow. You've got to know that that's where you want to be, and that you're willing to professionalize and to give up control in certain areas, I might say, and, broaden what you imagine is possible for yourself. That's the kind of people that we're looking for, really, I'd say. So it's quite qualitative, although there are some quantitative things. We want to see activity in business development, and we want to see, an interest at least in understanding finances, and a visionary approach, which that third one architects never have a problem with. we're all step one already.
Yeah, I think that mindset of growth is very important. There's a lot of architects, especially in my world, in my community, that just want to stay small. A lot of sole practitioners that don't want to be anything but a sole practitioner. And that's okay. If that's what they want to do, build the business the best they can at that level, and do what you want to do. But to grow and to reach some of the success that you want, because some of those people are also not reaching the potential that they really want to reach, because they hit the wall, because they don't have the support that they need. And you can't have both. You can't be a sole practitioner and have these aspirations of growth. So you have to sort of get that mindset of growth fixed on what you want, whether you want to stay small or you want to grow, and be okay with one or the other. And then if you are interested in growing, you need to learn these things. You need to learn that you're running a business, and you need to learn marketing and sales and financial systems, and that you're not just going to be sitting at a table drawing and designing buildings all day. That's part of being a business owner, to being an owner of an architecture firm, is the business end of things. And you have to spend time doing that, and you have to have support and to learn what you need to learn, which is why we have Entree Architect Academy. That's why we have Charette Venture Group, to help you learn the things you don't know. And so I think that's really important, that mindset of growth inside and outside of Charette.
Yeah, but we're not, I just want to remind people, we're not talking about growing to firms of, 100 or even 50, we're talking about still being small firms, and we're talking about growth here.
Yeah.
In the context of Charette Venture Group and certainly my work. But, you might envision a mid-sized firm, which now is maybe in the 30, 35 range. You know, people do get there. But I just think that one of the reasons that I joined Charette Venture Group and really enjoy being part of the model is that we actually do things for the firms. You know, a lot of times as a consultant, I've mostly been able to show people how to do it, teach people, maybe give them some tools and guidance, but they kind of have to do it themselves. And in Charette Venture Group, we're doing a lot of actual stuff for the firm owners.
Yeah.
They would, either have to do themselves or pay somebody else to do. So, like advisory CFO kind of services, the virtual bookkeeping or, the actual branding and visioning, these are material, the website design, these are material things that we're providing. That frankly, as an individual consultant, people just couldn't really afford to pay me to do. But the financial model of CVG is different, somewhat front loaded. So it's more accessible, more affordable for people.
So if somebody was interested in taking the next step with Charette, what's the next thing they should do? How do they contact you?
Well, I mean, the easiest way is just to send us an email or give us a call anytime. There is a space on our website to schedule a free consultation. There's a general free consultation, I think, on our contact page. And then there on the products and services page, each of the products and services that we have on the website has a free consultation button, and it's connected to our calendars, and you can go in and at your convenience just set something up. And then Sarah will send you an acknowledgement and meeting invite, all of that great information. We have been further developing our community, so to speak. So we've got a LinkedIn group now that we're trying to be a little more active with. We're certainly on social media, but this in 2017, you will see a more organized and aggressive marketing effort, partly because Rena's coming on board to help get this stuff moving. But you'll see more things available in the marketplace.
Well, I'm very, very happy to see this merger, to see you both happy with this connection that you've made, but to watch you both grow as well. To watch Rena's been doing this a long time, but to see this evolution of what she's been doing merge with Charette Venture Group, and to watch the growth of Charette Venture Group is really exciting for me. And as a friend, I'm really happy for both of you. So congratulations with this merger.
Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're excited.
Charette Venture Group's website is charettevg.com. That's two R's and two T's, charettevg.com. On social media, facebook.com/charettevg, Twitter also /charettevg. And your LinkedIn, the company page at LinkedIn is linkedin.com/company/charette-venture-group. There's also a group that you've mentioned. There's a LinkedIn group there as well. Todd and Rena, before we wrap, what I've been doing the last few episodes, probably the last 10 or so, I've been asking our guests one final question that I'd love to ask both of you. The question is, what's one thing that a small firm architect can do today to build a better business for tomorrow? So it's something that they can be actionable right away and see something happen, in progress for their firms. Todd, do you have a thought on that?
Well, I tell you, I feel so good about this team. I'd say you contact your adventure group.
I agree.
It's not a commercial. It's not, I'm not trying to sell you anything, but I can just tell you that the people that are on this team are really good at what they do, and the firms that we work with would reinforce that. So if you want to grow a good business, give us a call, and you know, don't worry about what you're going to contract for or any of that. We would love to just talk to you and have a conversation.
No obligation. It's just
no obligation. We're not trying to sell anything. We're looking to help firms grow. We'll worry about the financial relationship later. Start the conversation with CVG as soon as you can.
And somebody has seen the progress, seen the process, and has experienced the process myself, because I was the first investment with CVG. Entree Architect was Charette's first venture, and so I've seen that progress too. So I endorse you with that suggestion. To make that call, you know, don't be afraid of that that call. There's no obligation. Just, you know, if you're interested, if you're considering it, just make the call or send the email and just have a conversation with Todd and Rena and just see if it's right for you. And if it's not, you know, move on and do something else. Rena, do you have an answer for my question?
Yeah, I'll give people a pragmatic answer for right now in January, which is to take a look at your 2016 results, see how you actually did, and do some planning for 2017. You know, this is a moment in time. Do it with your staff if possible, and maybe even have a staff retreat. But think about your goals for 2017 in terms of your work culture, in terms of your financial benchmarks, and in terms of course your design aspirations and professional goals. So that's my bit.
Yeah, I agree. We just did that in the academy yesterday. I gave the expert session. Every month we do an expert training session. Both of you have been experts in the expert training session at Entree Architect Academy. Yesterday I did one on putting together a business plan. I do a 60-minute business plan workshop. And so in 60 minutes, we can put together a foundation of a business plan and give them something to start. And so we were just doing that yesterday. So the Academy is in the process of doing that.
That's great.
So both of you, Rena and Todd, thank you very much for joining me here today at Entree Architect Podcast.
Thank you, Mark.
My pleasure.
Great to be back.
I appreciate you sharing your knowledge here. Complete show notes and a direct link to download this episode will be found at entrearchitect.com/episode-151. Hey, and don't forget to visit our website to gain access to our digital course, Profit for Small Firm Architects, and learn how to build a powerful profit plan that will work for your small firm. Visit entrearchitect.com/free course, and you can get it. Hundreds of architects have already taken this course. It's a great course, and it's a great place to start building a better business. And it's free. entrearchitect.com/free course to get access. My name is Mark Arlepage, and I am an entrepreneur architect, and I think you are too, or you wouldn't be listening. And I encourage you to build a better business so you can be a better architect. Love, learn, and share what you know. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
typically Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.